I will not resign if indicted. I will not resign if indicted.
And so it came to pass, as the nation approached its bicentennial, that the executive branch of the government of the United States was found rotten to the core, and the public trust was drowned in Watergate.
As the great Tibetan yogi Milarepa said, happy is it to practice the yoga of renouncing one's own country.
Tyrant, dictator, he's lost his senses. He should resign. He should be impeached.
Committee will come to all of them.
Don't get the impression that you arouse my anger.
You see, I have that impression.
You see, one can only be angry with those he respects.
I'm getting awfully sick away down deep inside at these innuendos.
What did the president know, and when did he know it?
Mr. Butterfield, are you aware of the installation of any listening devices in the Oval Office of the president?
I was aware of listening devices. Yes, sir.
Transactions prior to April 7th, beginning April 7th, till April 7th, 1972. Transactions before April 7th be preserved, beginning April 7th, for failure to report transactions which occurred after April 7th.
April 7th, 1972.
Well, it was quite a queer coincidence, wasn't it?
Well,
it's rather a suspicious coincidence.
I then said that to pay clemency was wrong.
That is correct, Senator. That is correct.
Correct?
That is correct. That is correct.
It's a great trial they're conducting up here, isn't it?
And I can assure you that you don't need to worry about my getting seasick or jumping ship. I'm going to stay on that helm till we bring it into port.
I'm quite certain that that is my...
My best recollection is...
I do not recall as perjury, electronic surveillance without the so-called Houston plan, which...
Prosecution of Dr. Ellsberg.
Breaking and entering.
To the best of my recollection, I met with...
Political matters memorandum.
What a liar.
I then said that to pay clemency was wrong.
What is the expression of stonewalling it?
In fact, I think I can quote it directly. I said, it is wrong. That's for sure.
And I know he's a very, very clever little lawyer if he wants to try and tell the American people.
I've earned everything I've got.
Then he should raise his right hand, go down here in the witness stand, and tell us...
Nixon's the one.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Not guilty, of course. And that's the way it is, the way it is, the way it is.
But as I leave you, I want you to know, just think how much you're going to be missing. You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore. You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
I'm a Ford, not a Lincoln.